You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Whales are some of the most intelligent creatures that we share the Earth with. In light of this, the Princess of Tonga is moving towards officially recognizing personhood for whales in law. I spoke to Dr. Justin Sobian, Professor of Law at the University of Auckland, about the implications of such a move, both legally and for the relevant industries. So my first question is, why is it that we are seeing a push to grant whales legal personhood?
Climate crisis has been getting a lot of attention, especially this decade of this particular century. We had 3 advisory opinions, hearings on climate change in the International Fora, which was the International Tribunal of the Sea, ICJ, and the Inter-American Court of Human Rights. So there's this push really for whales, I think, and it's nothing new to New Zealand earlier. Well, even to the wider world, New Zealand, as you know, the first country in the world to give legal personality to the Whanganui River, and then before that, the Tuiwera National Park. India says the Ganges as a legal person, a particular state, and even the Himalayas. So now even in India, the High Court ruled that all the entire animal kingdom has legal rights or should be treated as a legal entity. So it's not that. It's not that strange or not that it's something to be bewildered about to see that this push coming, especially from a Pacific Island state for whales to have legal personality. So I just think it's a general trend that is just keeping on going.
Well, that leads nicely into my next question, which is, why specifically whales? What do they represent in Polynesian culture, and why whales over, say, octopi or dolphins or other intelligent marine animals?
Yeah, I think, as you said at the beginning, whales, dolphins are sentient beings. Scientists are even coming out to say that they are more sensible than we think, even more sensible than Homo sapiens. I think cetaceans are of particular importance, and cetaceans meaning, of course, whales, dolphins. They are particularly important, as you know, to the Maori culture. We saw that the Maori and the king, the past king, and of course, bless his soul, who is not here with us, but we see him having a direct engagement with also his counterparts in the Cook Islands, because whales do play a predominant role in our culture, New Zealand and then the Pacific Oceans. I have first-hand experience, actually. Going to Iwa Island in 2019, just before COVID, and Iwa is in Tonga, one of the Isles of Tonga, and we went on a whale watching trip, and I was pretty much taken away of how the tour guide, the persons in the village, they were very conscious of how, you know, how it wasn't something like we're going to chase the whales or get them disturbed out of their natural habitat. They would sit down in a particular place, do a kind of whale call, tap the boat, and then the whales would come. So it didn't feel like, you know, we were actually, you know, going into their territory. They actually came to us. So I think that whole scenario and that whole backdrop, it is really not surprising to see the Maori culture embracing whales at their Tonga, and even their Pacific brothers and sisters, especially in Polynesia, embracing that culture as well.
If successful, what could this mean for the legal definition of personhood going forward and its application in law?
There must be a distinction between legal personhood and legal personality, and giving somebody human personality. Legal personality means, in the eyes of the law, that these persons are not humans in the anthropocentric view of things, but these entities treated to have legal rights in front of the eyes of the law, merely being because they are sentient beings, and there's no one else who could call to enforce these rights for them. They cannot speak to us. So we should be seeing ourselves as trustees or guardians for these non-humans, just as how a company, for example, has legal personality. We're not saying that the company is a human, but we are just saying that a company can be recognized in the eyes of the law, just as ships, for example, have legal personality. So we are extending this same personality to someone, a non-human, just like a company, just like a ship. These natural animals or entire animal kingdom who live in their natural spaces, that we should be trustees to act on their behalf and speak out for them in case something goes wrong, if we feel that their populations are dwindling. So that's what I think the whole engagement now with human beings acting as trustees for the non-humans, for the animal kingdom. I think that is how the law is going to move forward. I would think by the end of this century, going into the next decade. I think that's a general trend we are looking at.
How much influence does the Princess of Tonga have to affect both Tongan law and international law?
I can't speak much for the domestic laws of Tonga, although I know, of course, it's a common law, so maybe some customary law, just like New Zealand. But definitely on an international stage, the Queen or the Princess of Tonga, I think the royal family of Tonga, of course, they would have a great international standing and they would have moral weight in the international community. I understand they were in the UN Ocean Conference in Nice, at least the delegation at its highest level. So they can actually have a morally persuasive claim or argument at the United Nations or whatever international fora that we have, especially coming from the royal family, I would think.
How would this affect various offshore industries like oil drilling, whaling, and fishing?
Yeah, so that's the biggest problem, humans again. We are the problems and we don't even realize it. We know whales are very significant for significant cuisine or for dining purposes. That's significant in terms of the use of whales. You see, sometimes some countries even claiming that whales can be caught for scientific purposes. And of course, we have tried to say that these purposes needs to be drastically reduced. This is the global south state, of course. The whales have also been subject to International Court of Justice hearing many years ago, with which New Zealand was involved. So I think that when we're looking at these cetaceans, I think this is, we, as human beings, we have to realize that we are not the only inhabitants of this earth. We inhabit the earth with many other non-human beings who deserve that right to be respected, who deserve that right for their populations to increase or not decrease, because for the future generations especially. So I think whales earn their right to travel safely or navigate through international waters, for example. That's the point of view that's coming out from Tonga. So I think as human beings, we should be really in sync with this ecological and also ecocentric attitude, because this is what will help us get through the climate crisis, and especially for the future generations, not only human beings, but also the entire animals.
Okay, my final question. What other animals could you see being granted legal personhood in the future? I mentioned dolphins and octopi, but also apes, for example.
Yeah, I understand apes, but besides the Indian case, but I understand apes, there has been a push for them, of course. If I recall, it was somewhere in Africa or maybe in Asia. There has been a push. I don't know where that has been. Whales, of course, that is dolphins, that has been always on our list. In some parts, I even heard, I think I read it last night, but is it Lesotho? They were trying to say lions. Now, the you know what I mean, because they represent the whole Simba and all these things, the epitome of what you experience Africa to be, you know. So I think lions is a big five, I think, in South Africa. So that's also not also very much surprising there. But who knows? We look forward to other things. I remember having a chat with an Indian delegate many years ago. Peacocks should have legal rights because, of course, they also feature in a lot of scriptures and so on. So I think these are the type of things we are looking at in the near future.
That was Dr. Justin Sobian, Professor of Law at the University of Auckland, on the Tongan Princess pushing for legal personhood for whales.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.